Proverbs 17, verses 15 through 28. He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man void of understanding striketh hands, and becometh surety in the presence of his friend. He loveth transgression that loveth strife, and he that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. He that hath a froward heart findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dryeth the bones. A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. Wisdom is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her that bare him. Also to punish the just is not good, nor to strike princes for equity. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. May the Lord help us to speak less and listen to understand more. For there is a great cost of being a fool. For fools have no heart to learn wisdom. They just desire to appear to be something in front of their friends. But unfortunately, their mouths and many promises get them into many snares and much mischief. For a fool is never content with what truly belongs to him, and thus his eyes are always looking to the horizon for the next best thing. How much sorrow and grief does a fool bring to his father that begat him, and how much bitterness to his mother that bare him. So may the Lord help us to heed such warnings and lay them to heart, and ask God to help us to learn wisdom and to be foolish no more, to learn to be still and listen and hearken to the words of understanding. Because even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. And wisdom is before him that hath understanding. But the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. And he that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. May our Lord lead us into this excellent spirit, so that we might walk the more excellent way, in charity and in love, to where we truly care for our friends and brothers in Christ, to where we would genuinely lay down our lives for them and help them, both in good times and in bad. Because a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Let us love what is good and pure and right, and cease from strife. Let us be humble, meek, and lowly like Christ, and esteem others better than self. Because he that loveth transgression loveth strife, and he that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. And he that hath a froward heart findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. No, let us rather love the Lord with all our hearts, rejoice in Christ Jesus, be filled with his Spirit, and work righteousness before him. For then shall our hearts be filled with his joy and his love. Because truly, A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And may we continue to grow in wisdom and in knowledge and in all judgment, so that we never take gifts and pervert the ways of judgment, that we never do evil to justify helping others, robbing Peter to pay Paul, as they say. Because he that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord. No, let us fear the Lord and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. So let us not be rash with our mouth, nor hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and we are but on earth. Therefore, let our words be few. Proverbs 17, verses 15 through 28.